Unsung Gamers podcast, where today we'll do a deep dive into the world of an audio entertainment podcast. But before I get to the name, let's do some introductions. With me, I have my brother Shadow Alchemist X, aka Nandol.
Hey, hey, hey.
And with us again is our fellow gamer, brother, cousin, family member, Red Dragon, aka Thonyo.
How's it going, y'all?
So, as of y'all, if you've been following us and check us out on our Unsung Gamers website, we've been doing a lot of blog posts about revisiting earlier posts or earlier games that we've done. And in this case, we're going to be doing a revisitation of the podcast, We're Alive. Now, this is an audio drama. I think it was like from 2010? Nando, correct me if I'm wrong on that. Like, it's a very old podcast, but even today, it's a great podcast. Nando, am I right on that, or is that when it started?
Oh, almost. It's 2009.
Oh, I was close. Nice, nice. All right, and for those who haven't listened to it yet, don't worry. We'll keep it spoiler-free while still giving you a taste of what makes the series so special. Right, and really, because our cousin here, Thonyo, he hasn't listened to it. Right, Thonyo?
Nope. Not once.
All right. So, I guess first off, let's talk about a little bit of introduction to the podcast. The podcast or the drama series is called We're Alive. It's by Wayland. I forgot it. Jace Wayland, I believe.
Casey Wayland.
Sorry, I apologize for that. Yeah. It takes place in a post-apocalyptic world overrun by zombies. But it's not your typical zombie story, you know, because this podcast was introduced to me by my brother. And when he told me about it, I was like, all right. But so far, every recommendation my brother's told me, it's been on point. So, you know, I took a listen to it. You know, and the creators have crafted a rich and immersive universe filled with unique characters, suspenseful moments, and unexpected twists, for sure. Like, when you think something's going to happen, like, something else completely happens, next happens. I mean, it's really good, and I guess I was lucky because when I listened to it, I was able to listen to the whole thing. Now, there are different stories that are out there that fall in this universe, but the one specific story I'm talking about is the very first one. It's called We're Alive, and it's called A Survival Story. That's the very first one. This is the one that I'm talking about. Nando, I guess, like, how did you hear about it? How did you get into it?
Honestly, man, it's like when I first started my job that I have right now, and I just Googled like zombie podcasts like in iTunes, and this show popped up. And at the time, they were only in chapter 4 at this point, or chapter 5. And so, wow. I gave it a good, yeah. So I was kind of up there early on, like having to wait. And you know, but besides that, and so I started listening to it, and I'm like, okay, like the sound quality was kind of rough in the beginning, but it gets a lot better later on. And I just really was intrigued with just like the whole show. Like the characters were really well liked. Like I really liked the way the characters are, and just the whole cityscape and where it takes place. It takes place in the real city of LA.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like that helps keep it grounded. Like I know where this is at, and like they use like different towns and like addresses that are real in the real, based in the real world. And you know, I just been a fan ever since. And so ever since, like once I caught up, it kind of sucked because you have to wait like every week for one episode, and every 2 weeks when the chapter's over, and then they take like a 3 month like break in between seasons too. But
go ahead.
I was gonna say, and that's when I think soon after that is when I recommended it to you, but it took you like a little bit to actually start listening to it.
I guess so, yeah, because like I just started listening to it. I think probably when it was starting to end, because I started listening to it when I started working at my other job, I started listening to it in a minute, and yeah, you brought up a good talking point, and I want to talk about it too, is the production quality. I mean, From the beginning, like the sound design to the voice acting, I mean, it was top notch. Yeah, in the beginning it was rough, but I mean the sound in it, it's really good. Like it feels like you're you're listening to a movie. Like, they do a really good job of describing what's going on, what's happening, as if, like, you're actually there. You know, like, it's not like, you know, you listen to it and you're like, what is that? What are they talking about? Or what are they describing? And, like, they'll describe it. Be like, oh, you know, it's just him jumping over a rope or something like that. Because, you know, you might not recognize what that sound is, but then when they you know, kind of explain it, do that narration part, like, you're like, oh, okay. I guess, Tonya, have you ever listened to a podcast like this, like an audio drama type of podcast like this before?
No, but, you know, it reminds me of certain, like, I guess radio shows would be stories kind of the same, where, like, you know, the characters and the sound effects would be coming out, like, I guess, like a radio. So,
yeah.
So it's kind of the same concept there?
Yeah, it's like an audio drama series. Yeah, same kind of concept.
Yeah, so you mentioned that it's a different take on zombies. Is it because of audio?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead, man.
Oh, no, well, I was just gonna add, like, I thought this was just, like, another zombie, but this one was really good because it brought details that I never thought of before or never heard of, and this is back then when I first heard of it. So, like, the first one that really stuck out, to this day, I still remember it, was when they talked about it, and they, again, no spoilers, that there's a part where they're looking for gas, and they're like, hey, just go take out gas from this car over here. And they're like, well, how long has it been? Because, you know, gas gets bad after a while. Like, you can't use it again. And, you know, I never thought about that. And in all these, you know, like The Walking Dead, for example. I mean, I don't know how long in that world they've been basically in this apocalyptic world. But you still see some vehicles there. But in this show, they're saying, like, hey, like, gas needs to be, you know, like, it needs to be used. Like, continuously, like, in a cycle or something. If not... it just starts to basically have buildup in it, like oil. Like, if you don't change the oil, then it doesn't get, what's it called? Oh my God, I can't think of the term, but it doesn't get, I guess, I can't think of the term, but, you know, because eventually, like, if you don't change it, then it gets gunky. And so it's kind of similar to with gas. And, you know, I was like, what? Gas gets bad after a while? So, yeah, so I looked it up, and it's true. Like, after a while, like, if gas isn't being used, if it's in the gas tank for, like, months, yeah, I think at least months, if it's just sitting there, you're not turning on the vehicle, then that gas gets bad.
It breaks
and,
down.
Yeah, and they mentioned it in this podcast. And so then, like, I was thinking, like, whoa, what else is true? And, you know, and they bring up a lot of good points about everything. Like, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. Hey, you know, you can't have this. And it really contradicts a lot of what I've seen in other zombie movies. And specifically, the one that sticks out to me is The Walking Dead. But, yeah, but that's why I felt like it was different. It's not your typical zombie story, for sure.
That pissed me off so much. When with The Walking Dead, and, like, they're having, like, running cars. And, like, how the fuck did you do that? Because, like, another thing that I didn't think about until, like, you know, what Rico was saying, like, the characters brought it up. One was like, why don't we just hotwire this car or that car over there? Like, what's wrong with hotwiring those? And then the other character that he's talking to says, well, because it's been sitting around for too long, so the batteries are dead. Like, the positive charge is on it this whole time, and it's been months, so the battery's dead. We have to recharge the entire battery in order for it to work, and that's if nothing else is wrong with the car.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, again, like, it's just those minor details, but very, very good details, you know, like and again, they don't go into like a huge segment of talking about, like, oh, it doesn't work because blah 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 blah. No, it gives you like a quick, like, maybe 5-10 second explanation and then moves on. And then, of course, I'm curious, like, wait, was that true? Yeah, I look it up, man. It's just, like, wow. So again, like, what you thought about survival, like, you know, watching all these other zombie movies, and this one, it really explains, like, hey, you can't just do that. It's not like in the movies kind of thing. So that's why I liked it, for sure. And well, not only that, but, you know, the production was good. The voice acting was great because, like, you know, the voice actors really bring the characters to life in a way that keeps you hooked to, you know, from episode to episode. Like really good character development. You remember people. You remember their names. And it's good to where, like, you can tell the voice, because, you know, like, when you watch a movie, you can tell, you know, who's who, because you can see who they are. And in the show, like, their actors are really good, like, because their voices are unique, and so you know who belongs to who has what. But for me, I didn't know what the voice actors looked like. So in my head, I had like this picture of what I expected certain people to look like. For example, for me, one of the characters, one of the characters I thought of, his name's Michael, one of the main characters. And I always pictured him as the guy from Lost, the doctor. Like, that's who I pictured Michael. Like, that was what I envisioned Michael to be. And oh yeah, and then like, you know, I'm not gonna give more, but like, I thought of a family member for this one character. Like, I was like, man, this guy reminds me so much of a family member of mine. And so for me, I envisioned my family member as this specific character. And again, it wasn't until like after I finished it and years later, you know, I was like, oh, you know what? I could just look them up. And yeah, I looked them up and I found what they look like. And some of them look like what I pictured them to be. But yeah, no, it's really, really, really good though. You know, like I really recommend it, you know, and now, you know, talking about the storytelling of the show, you know, it did an excellent, a really good job of building tension and suspense throughout each episode. Like, it's one of those where, like, it leaves you in a cliffhanger. And you're like, oh, shit, I gotta listen to the next one. Or just one more. You're in that moment where you're like, one more, just one more. Or at least for me, that's how it was. So I know in the beginning they're, like, 15-minute episodes. And then it slowly goes up to about, it averages about 30 minutes per episode.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's before they got, sponsors and all that, like. They had it like, you know, they can only afford, you know, 10, 15 minute episodes at the time.
Yeah. Oh, but they're so good. And I think that's another thing that's so good about it, because they're short enough to, like, you know, if you're driving to work, play it. You know, you'll probably be able to listen to an episode. You know, so there's about, there's about 50 chapters, I think. I mean that's a guess. I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it's about 40 or 50 chapters. But each chapter is like part one of three at least. So like chapter one, part one of three, and then the next episode, chapter one, part two of three, and it goes on. So, and no, it's really good. It's really good. And you know, just talking about the character development. You know, with each character, you know that. Yeah, they're facing their own struggles, and even when you think like, man, there's a lot of people in this episode, but like, you remember them, and then you're like, oh, okay, this is who this is, or this is who that is, and they're all struggling. You know, they're not just, you know, dealing with the challenges of zombies; they're dealing with the challenges of survival, dealing with other survivors, other people, other things, other objects that are just like we deal with on an everyday basis that we don't even think about. When we watch a zombie movie or a zombie show, like this one really goes into like what would happen if something like that happened. And you know what, though, I think it would really intrigue you, because some of the characters on here are military people, and they're basically, you know, having a dilemma of whether to continue to follow protocol or, you know, Hey, we're kind of on our own kind of thing.
Oh, like it shows, It shows from the perspective of like the active duty, or there's just bands, independent bands out, and they're, you know, interacting with each other.
Oh man, I don't, Nando, you want to get that one?
I mean, I guess the main character that Rico is talking about that he thought the last character was. I mean, I guess like right from the get go, he explains who he is. Like, he's not active duty, but he does work for the reserve base that's there in L.A. So he's kind of active duty. So if something were to happen, he responds to it kind of thing. Like, and so he is an active soldier, but not in combat soldier, I guess.
Like he's
had experience in the field or in you know, overseas, and now he's back here in L.A.
And he's called to action during this thing, and we follow his story
for the most part. Yes, because right from the very beginning, like, he narrates, like, I guess his lead up into when he starts talking in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the first character you meet.
Yeah, and there's other characters too. There's other like military people too. Yeah, yeah. I know that there's other different personalities, different characters, different backgrounds. Like and they're all just coming together. And again, it's really unique, and just the story is really good. Like and when I say that, like it's because like yes, it's a zombie drama audio series, but it's it tells it like in a different, very creative way. And, I see and yeah, like and there's parts, and I don't know, you might agree with me on this too, like there's parts where, you know, it has you like damn, like it goes, I guess, an emotional roller coaster, I'll say, because like it gets you with the storytelling and the twist that it has in it, and no, it's really, really good. It's really good.
Yeah, it's because of this show is why I couldn't get into The Walking Dead, and I guess other shows too, is because just the way the characters develop, the way the world building works in this series was really, really good, and it really set the bar for me, like on creative, what a creative person can make without actually looking at it.
Yeah, I'm agree with that 100%, because like, you know, I guess for me, I mean, I love watching movies, I love watching TV shows, and then like this is one of the rare ones where I was like, man, this is really good, and then even after I finished this, like I was looking for another like audio drama series as good as this one, and I felt like I listened to probably the best one, if not the best one out there right now. And I know it now there's a bunch more out there. Like I know they've done some with Batman, Wolverine. They're taking comic book stories and put them into an audio drama series. Star Wars and a whole bunch of other ones too now. But this one right here, and I don't know if it was the first, but it was the first one for me where like it really set the bar really high. Because the storytelling, and it, you know, maybe not even zombies. I mean, they could have done it like, I don't know, like Lord of the Rings type of thing. And it, like the storytelling in this audio drama series is really, really good. It's by Wayland Productions. I remember that. And the cast they chose is really good. I the only thing I wish I had known about this earlier. Because this is something I would have wanted to go and watch. Because like I found out later, they did do some live readings of some of the episodes, and just to see them. Because like, and then when I finally got to see who they are, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So for sure, I highly recommend this. Like this, I'd give a 9, if not a 10, a perfect 10. This is a great show. Dang. And again, like there's other stories. Like I said. So this is its own story, and then they made I think 3 or 4 other ones that they just released. One's a prequel, or if not a prequel, but like a prequel and happened at the same time as a story, but none of the characters are the same. And I think the same thing goes with the other ones, which I haven't listened to yet. But this one right here was really good, and like I said, I've listened to this like 3, 4, if not 5 times already, and I'm into my 5th one right now, and even though I've listened to it multiple times, it still gets me. Like I'm like, oh my god, I forgot about that, or oh, I forgot about this part happening, or oh man, like that's right, I forgot about that part. I mean, Nando, like I don't know, how many times have you listened to it, or do you still listen to it?
Oh man, I still listen to it every year, all the time. Like it's a really, really good show, and it's worth re-listening to. Like even your 5th, 6th, 10th time, because you'll notice things that people talk about or some things someone says in the past that'll come up later on. Or like there's just like a little detail in the background that you never noticed before, but you notice it now.
Yeah, they do a really good job of like leaving hints, like little breadcrumbs early on. And then when that something comes up, you're like, oh, you know, maybe you missed it, but if you listen to it again, you're like, oh, it was right there. That's where it happened. Oh, man. Like, it's really good. It has a lot of good, like I said, it has a lot of those things where, like, you think you know, but you don't kind of thing. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I still need to listen to this last one that they've they're working on. I think this last one is what's ending the series. I still need to listen to that one, but I kind of don't want to.
Yeah, same.
I like it so much. I don't want it to end. But eventually I will go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Like I said, I'm listening to this one again. I'm actually like getting close to the end of it. But yeah, I'm in the same boat. Like, man, like I think I've listened to it for a couple of weeks now. Cause I'm in a rush, but at the same time though, I still have that same want. Like, I want to keep listening to it. I want to keep, I want to find out what happens next. But then I'm like, no, cause yeah, I have to go back to work. Or I have to do something at the house. But I do listen to it when I'm on my way to work, or if I'm doing like yard work in the yard, or doing something in the garage. Like, it's something for me to listen to.
Yeah.
And no, it's really good. And even though I listen to it so many times, and right now I'm getting close to the end, I'm having a hard time trying to listen to it again because I don't want it to end, because I know it's about to end. But dang, it's just really good. And I just want to talk about it and just tell everybody who's listening, and to my cousin, that if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend y'all download it. It's called We're Alive. You should be able to download it almost anywhere. And if you're at the picture in the front, I think if it still has a picture in the front, I think it's a picture of like just somebody, like it looks like it's handwritten "We're Alive" on there. So, and the reason why it's called We're Alive is just because the survivors, that's what they're saying. Hey, we're alive. Like, we're still alive through everything. The apocalypse, or this thing happening. Like, they're still there.
Okay. I have one question though.
No.
Go where ahead. Do you ask think, all your questions?
Where do you think you would be able, would fit in, like, in line with one of these characters if it were you in that post-apocalyptic world?
Like, if it were to happen?
Like, if it were to happen, where do you think that you would actually fit in with these characters?
I mean, part of me wants to say that I'd survive, but considering my training in gaming, I really doubt that's going to come in handy in this kind of situation.
But, I mean, chainsaws, bro. Chainsaws.
You got to listen to the show, man. Like, it's... Yeah, I mean, I want to say I would try and survive.
Yeah, I think, I mean, not in relation to this story, but just zombies in general, like if that happened, I mean, I think I would try to survive. I'd definitely not be in a city. I'd basically just off the grid and starting over, but being very... cautious and secure about everything, because I mean, just in any zombie movie, especially in this one audio series, any zombie movie, zombie series, it's not just the zombies you have to worry about. I mean, it's other people too. So I think if something like that would happen, and if I did fall into a community, like a good community, I mean, I would probably be more of someone to build things. Like, hey, we need a house. I'll build a house. We need, to put up something up. Yeah, I'll go do it. Because, like, I guess, like, my skills in building and planning for a build and risk management, especially with security, that I think that would come in handy. However, I think it would be a huge benefit to have somebody from the military, because in my mind and in anybody's mind, I think when people think military, they think, strategy, leadership, somebody with a plan, or if not with the plan, at least an idea of what we can be, at least we'd be working towards something, so. What about you, Daniel? What would you be?
Yeah, that makes sense. Literally exactly what you're saying. It's like, I feel like a lot of the skills that you get from being in the military, especially if you have like a hands-on role, being out in the field doing things, and, you're not very useful, if you want to say, here in the world we live in now, But in something like that, you know, that's when it really comes in handy and really shines. So exactly, like whether you're lower ranking or higher ranking positions, all of it can be used. So yeah, so when you guys are talking about like the stories, and I have to listen now so I can see or hear how Here. These characters are interacting with the changing world. So does it start like before it happens, or is it like in the middle of it happening, or it's already happened and it just shows a light on these people's lives?
Should I say something, Rico, or?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Like I think if we just talk about the first episode, which is I think it's fine with the first episode.
Okay, then yeah, it takes place before, because like the main character, like you meet him in his everyday, like what he's doing on a day to day basis, like he's just a normal civilian at this point. So it takes place before.
Okay, and he's got a little link to the reserves where he gets a call. And he's got to respond to the call, but then I guess he realizes what the call is, and then it should take off from there.
And it does take off. Like once the show like starts, it starts, and it's always at 100 the whole step of the way, every step of the way.
You know, I was thinking that too. Like you know, there's the even in that movie I Am Legend, right? There's the military that stays together, and you know, because of all the resources that it has, and you know. It was the spot that he finally made it to, or also the Book of Eli, right? The safe place where the military is at is always the end goal in these stories and these movies. And, you know, being in... Does he have a family, this guy?
Hey, like you just gotta listen. You gotta listen.
See, something that's strong enough to pull you away from that, right? If you're part of a... you know, like the army or something, the reserves, something that pull you away from that has to be really, really strong. Because, you know, being in the security and the safety and the resources, like the food, shelter, clothing, you know, access to medical stuff, right? All that stuff will be really hard to leave. If you have a family, you should be able to bring them to that too, but who knows how. What will really happen in that situation. So I see that they would allow or, you know, try to get their families in. But, you know, then how far of a reach do you want to call families? You know, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, and all that stuff. So, you know, I can only imagine some people and what they would do in that situation. So I guess, yep, I got to listen to it.
Yeah, like it definitely touches up on all of that, but I think for the most part, I do want to say it deals with a lot of people from different backgrounds, and just from a different bring up in life, too, and it's cool to see them, you know, try to come together and work together, but also. You know, again, just it's really good. It's really good storytelling, and I do think you'll enjoy it. Like Donald said, once it starts, like it goes, it just keeps going. Like it's a continuous story, and each episode it reminds me of Goosebumps. Because I remember after reading a chapter in Goosebumps, each chapter the way where after you'd end it, always ends in a cliffhanger for you to want to read the next chapter. I felt the same way about this one. Like once you finish the first episode, it leads to the next one. You just want to keep listening. You know, I'm not saying every single episode's like that. There are some episodes where you're like, okay, I could take a break here. Kind of thing. Cause now, you know, maybe there's a calm in the waters right now before the next one kind of thing. But no, it's definitely good. Like I said, it's about 40, 50 chapters, like all together, man, I don't know, like maybe 10 hours, maybe 8 to 10 hours long. Like if you were listening to it all the way through, but they have since the last time I listened to it and I'm listening to it now, they have added a lot of commercials in there. Before when I listened to it, it was just straight show, like, and that was it. Like, there was no commercials, but I guess they've gotten commercials. I think 'cause they've gotten big, people want to put their stuff on their podcast. But it's still worth it. Like, at least on what I listened to, I kind of just skipped through the commercials and it just gets to the story. So if you have that option on your end, I definitely recommend that.
Got it. I'll give it a listen, bro.
Cool. Nando, do you have any final words about We're Alive, or what do you give it out of a 10?
10.
Nice.
I give it a solid 10. It absolutely deserves a 10 for me. Like, a show that I keep going back to, no matter how long it's been, since 2009. Or I guess when I started listening to it, it was 2010. But yeah, like, you know, 14 years later, I'm still listening to it. I give it a solid 10. Yeah.
And for me, I think I started listening to it like in 2013, 2014. Like, I know it was close to the end when it was ending, but I was able to listen to it all the way through. Yeah, and it's been 10 years now, and I think I've at least listened to it, like I said, 4 or 5 times now. But it's still good. I still go back to it. Like, there's nothing to listen to on my phone, and, you know, there's a bunch of podcasts, a bunch of stuff you can listen to. But this one right here, man, I can always go back to it and just listen to it because it's so good. It's really good, and I think it still holds up, and I think it will hold up in the future, moving forward. And again, by that I mean, like, people can see, like, this is how it was if it was apocalypse right now, which, you know, while I do listen to it, I do picture myself, like, why hasn't this become like a TV series, like on some streaming service, because I think this is way better than anything that's on TV right now, and I think it'll be really successful. You just need to get the right director and bring in Waylon, the guy who created it, and the writer on there, and just, you know, help with the production, or not the directing, or at least the story. It's really, really good. It's really, really good, and I really recommend it to everyone out there listening.
I mean, I guess special note, the Casey Whelan, he's also a retired Army soldier as well, and he created this. Like, it's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't know that.
But that's survival, that's cool. Knowledge in there.
Yeah, like I remember comparing it to what's it called, that book by Max Brooks, the zombie one.
World War Z.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There it is. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was called something else, but yeah, the book, that one was good too. And you know, when they made it to a movie, the movie was good. Like, if you never read the book, the movie was still pretty good. But man, the book was way better, because it really goes into, like, if zombies were to actually happen, like, how, why they're so much faster and everything. But, and in this one, like I said, really great. Zombies, they're not like your regular zombies, like you see on TV. They're different. And again, they'll explain it once you go into it, and how there's different types, and just it's just pretty epic. It's just when you think you know, you don't know. So, highly recommend it. And, you know, I guess with that, that'll wrap up our spoiler-free review of We're Alive, the audio series drama, found, I believe, on any podcast out there, you know, maybe even Spotify. I have it on my Downcast, Apple Cast, or you might be able to find it on YouTube as well. That they're still out there, and I think the full series is out there. There might be some commercials you have to listen to, but still definitely worth it, and really, really enjoy it. So whether you're into post-apocalyptic stories, audio dramas, or just a really good podcast or storytelling in general, this series is definitely worth checking out. You know, thank you everybody for tuning in. And I guess, guys, before we leave, do you want to have anything else to say about the show, Nando?
I highly recommend checking it out, and, you know, leave us a comment to see what and hear what you, I'd like to hear from what you guys think about the series as well.
Yeah, leave a comment. here on a podcast or at unsungamers.com. And you know what? I might put out a blog post about this as well. Antonio, last words?
Yep, I see it on YouTube, so bam, there you go. I'm going to listen to it.
Nice, nice. All right, awesome. All right, we got one more person. All right, cool. And, you know, thank you all for tuning in, and until next time, we're the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time.